At a time when nearly 3 million jobs have been lost in the last 2.5 years, when 9 million Americans are unemployed, when the purchasing power of many American families has gone into reverse, the president says he wants to cut overtime pay. The White House must know something that pollsters do not. Recent surveys show approval of the president's handling of the economy has dropped below 40% for the first time. Let's be clear. The purchasing power of American families was slipping before President Bush took the oath of office, and the recession had started before he arrived in Washington. But when you consider that Mr. Bush may end up being the first president to preside over a net loss of American jobs, you have to wonder why he's pushing new overtime rules that would decrease the take-home pay of American workers. Several Republican senators seem to be asking themselves the same question. They broke ranks with the White House in a vote to block the new overtime rules. It's doubtful, however, that this action will stand. The White House says that if it gets to the president's desk, he'll veto the measure. It'll be instructive to watch how this issue plays out. Labor Secretary Elaine Chao correctly points out that the administration's proposal would guarantee overtime pay to nearly 1.5 million previously ineligible workers. What she neglects to mention, though, is that, according to a study by the Economic Policy Institute, the administration's proposal will immediately disqualify 2.5 million currently eligible workers and possibly 5.5 million more. The Bush administration disputes this. It says that only 650,000 workers will become ineligible under its plan. But that estimate narrowly defines the population that would lose overtime pay protection, and it contradicts a more comprehensive report that the Labor Department published only 2 years ago. That study was consistent with the approach used by the Economic Policy Institute. As the president's supporters and critics do battle over this issue, they'll undoubtedly accuse each other of using fuzzy math. But one thing seems clear. The number of people hurt by this rule will be known for sure when many American workers begin to receive less pay for the same amount of work. This is Les O'Coin.